This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. With only one half of that team here today, Adrian has been called out to go to the hospital with his little girl who might be suffering a broken arm, which goes with the territory of having three small kids, as Ray Higdon is about to find out if he has one more child other than the beautiful, beautiful two that he's already got. Hello, Ray Higdon. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Never.
Technically, I have four. I got two older.
Oh yeah.
I got two older boys. So yeah, but no. Knock on wood. No broken bones yet.
So tell me a story, Ray. You've been doing a ton more. You know, when I met you, you were on fire, and the world could not stop talking about Ray Higdon, the best trainer, the best coach, the best guy out there. And I have watched you evolve, and it wasn't possible that a guy could evolve, but you evolved. You were the best of the best, but you did not stop there, and you kept going. And my hat is so off to you, because most people, they make a little bit of money and then they start reading their own press clippings and they're off to the races just using redundant, reused information. But not you. You are a different human being, and you are the king of getting people out of where they are into where they want to go. So tell people a little bit about who the heck Ray Higdon really is, will you?
Man, I got to hire you to come around with me more. That was impressive. Thank you. Thank you for all that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for those that don't know me, you know, I had worked my way up in a corporate, you know, job making pretty good money, but realized I wasn't really happy and wanted to, you know, control my own destiny. I wanted to control my own time, stop having to ask permission to take my kid to the dentist. And so, long story short, after a couple failed attempts at running a business, I landed in network marketing, and I wasn't in a good place. I had lost all in the real estate market and decided I was going to make it happen. I was going to figure this thing out. And I tried it before, but, you know, never really, you know, had much to talk about. But this time I was committed. And so became the number one income earner in that network marketing company. And, you know, from there, just fell in love with the industry, and I'm still in love with the industry. And although I no longer actively build any network marketing team, I've been coaching and training, network marketers and leaders and working with companies over the last, you know, quite a few years. And really the two, transformations for me was, you know, one, pretty public one of financial transformation of going from foreclosure to making millions of dollars. And then the one I've been sharing these last few years, which is the transformation of, you know, workaholic, really, workaholic, struggled with being present in any kind of non-business, context, and to discovering what makes me with different tools to help people with where they are. And so to go from that workaholic, non-present, never really happy, full of joy or anything like that, but has all the toys, to someone that's, proud of himself for the first time in his life. And, now I teach other people how to feel good about themselves and their accomplishments too.
So a guy named Luis Arriaza quoted Rumi the other day, and he said, you know, in my younger life, I was trying to change the world. And as I was doing that, I finally realized that if I would change myself, I could change the world. And that's kind of what you were doing. I mean, you were painting it with a broad brush, but man, today I feel like it's your broad brush, your canvas, and what you're doing is so much more important than just showing people how to make a living. You're showing people how to have a life. And it feels to me like that is your complete and total vibe, and you're bringing in a tribe to embrace that. And it feels good to you, so therefore it feels good to them because they can sense your inner peace. Is that kind of true?
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. I appreciate that. Yeah, for sure. And it is, you know, So I do something that I think you'd appreciate. So every morning I do a morning journal, and the morning journal consists of four parts. Number one, just overall, how do I feel? Number two, how do I not want to show up? How do I not want to think, act, and feel? And what that does is it makes me audit the day before. And how did I show up the day before? Was I kind to the waiter, waitress? Was I present with my kids? Did I play big? Was I a good mentor? Did I, you know, what are the qualities that I want to embody? And how didn't I show up the next day? And so today, this morning was day 101 or 102. And I've yet to have a day where I didn't find something that I could have improved at. And so I want to be very clear in that I didn't reach some mountaintop and now let me fix all y'all. You know, I'm fixing me every single day. And that's given me just different insights. You know, so going from the, you know, tactical, strategic, do this, say this, you know, here's your hashtag, to, hey, why don't we change something within you? And all of a sudden, everything you do is going to change. Everything is going to actually be more meaningful, bring you more joy and more awesomeness.
Can you teach that?
Yeah. Yeah. It takes awareness and energy, but it certainly does.
Isn't that where you're trying to take yourself there and your team of coaches? You're trying to get them into that kind of deep water, though, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, everyone, so I do, you know, we just kind of changed this up a little bit, but like with our, the people that work for, you know, for us here at Higdon Group and work with us, I do a weekly huddle where I do a training on, you know, this kind of stuff. And obviously I do this on a, you know, daily basis inside of Rank Makers as well.
Man, I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
I am going through a transition of unbelievable change myself. And a guy said to me, Tom, you know, you got to get a good balance between self-esteem and ego. And most people have a lot of ego and no self-esteem. And then there's a lot of people that have no ego and they need a little bit and too much. So, you know, so he said, get it balanced. And I said, well, how do I do that? And it was the greatest answer I've ever heard that made more sense that I have finally embraced doing. He said, if you want self-esteem, you have to do esteemable things. And I went, wait a minute. So then I started writing down what was esteemable, and the list was too long. So then I started checkpointing myself, just like Ray Higdon does all day long, and asked myself if that was esteemable. And the truth of the matter is, in the old days, 1% was esteemable. Today, probably 50% is esteemable,
right.
And I have another 50% to go. But what an exciting journey, because I'm finally looking inward to win outward like Ray's doing. Right, Ray?
I love it. I love it. And that is a really cool answer. Two categories that might be helpful. And thank you, Kat. I appreciate that. Two categories that might be helpful is, number one, did I keep my word to myself? And, you know, what am I saying I'm going to do? Did I do those things? Right. And that's, to me, that's one of the simpler ways to increase your self-worth and start feeling better about yourself. And then number two, which is when you want that, you know, quantum leap, when you want that big jump, is where were you defiant? And defiant doesn't mean, you know, to some external, you know, authority or whatever, but defiant to what you felt like doing. And so, you know, there are many days I don't feel like meditating, but I do it. It doesn't matter if I feel like it. And so when you're defiant, which is actually the theme of our event next month, is, you know, be defiant. And so when you're defiant and when you don't eat that last piece of pizza, when you do that meditation, when you reach out to those people that you don't really want to because you're, you know, you're lacking confidence or whatever, when you do that, it really boosts you and you start to ask the question, well, what else can I do? And so this is where you can go, not an incremental step, you can go a monumental step. And so, being defiant, I've found is, just one of the major keys for me.
Wow. Something to grip. So talk about your event. Is this still open? Can people still register?
Yes, this is our first year back in person. And so, you know, since 2019. And so we're excited. We have a limited number of seats in person. And then of course we do have a virtual option. And this is, this is really the first time. We've run some good events, I think. I think people have really liked our events in the past. But this is really the first time where you get two complete sets of processes. One is, what are the steps to transform? What are the steps to completely change and alter your mind? And then, and that will equip you to then get the set of processes to run your business and strategies. And so, you know, some events and, you know, motivation, you know, we're not really a motivational event, although you'll be motivated. Motivation is more of, you know, get you fired up and you don't know what to do. You'll know what to do and you'll even know why you won't do it. And so you'll, with that awareness of why you may not do it, it will actually increase the chances that you will do it. When someone says, hey, here's why you won't do it, sometimes you can, you know, confront that and, you know, not like that. But it is pointing out the reality. And so those are the two processes. And we have some amazing speakers. You know, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Russell Brunson. We have just so many top earners and just amazing, amazing individuals. So it's going to be awesome.
It is insane looking at his lineup. And we're doing an event the following weekend, and I had a chance to go down to Ray's deal. And I may sneak back in there anyway just to stand in the back of the room like a bump on a log, because the people that he's got on that stage are so bad to the bone. Who wouldn't go? And if you can't go to it, get yourself a ticket to the virtual, because it will change your life. And that's what Ray Higdon's all about, is changing lives here. And all of you have got a chance to change your life. How badly do you want to do that? Where does it burn deep enough? So how do they find out information, Ray?
Yeah, you can check out rankmakerslive.com. And we have different ticket levels, right? We have extremely affordable ticket levels, and then we have ones that have all the bells and whistles, right? Then that's a little bit more of an investment, but you get a bunch more stuff. And so you can check that out. But we wanted to make it really affordable and accessible for people, whether they're, even if they're coming in person or not. And so we put all the information on there. There's tons of bonuses. There's a separate Facebook group. We're really excited about it for sure.
I will have all of you know that Adrian's not here. His little girl has injured her arm, so I want you to say it, to pray. But I just wrote that comment with rankmakerslive.com without looking at the keyboard and put it on the screen all by myself. So when you see Adrian, you tell, did I do that or did you? Yeah, I did it. I can't believe it. So we're going to take a break. I love the Genesis Communication Network. Ted Anderson is a friend of the show. He's had us on for 12 years, and normally they charge you for all kinds of airtime, especially on 500 radio stations. He's been our partner. He doesn't even make me sell ads. He is the best guy on the planet, so if you ever get a chance to meet Ted Anderson, tell him we love him with all of our heart. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. I am flying solo today. And Adrian is such a technological wizard that I am, thank God he's got this great guy named Jason Kohler here to run the show behind the scenes. He's got it so dialed in, they don't even trust me to look at the clock. Jason's running out here with signs, and I look like I'm the Johnny Carson show. Thank you guys for keeping this old dog looking like he learned some new tricks, but it's not true. It's still the same old Tom. Ray Higdon is a beast. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about what gets you unstuck, because you want to do that. But before that, Ray, what's your life look like these days? Are you still doing everything that people ask you to do, or have you got some balance in your life? Are you living it with those two beautiful children that you have with you and the other two, and just doing what's important, or what's going on with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing. So, I mean, I look at whatever I'm doing, it needs to fall under, you know, my mantras, and it needs to fall under my marching orders. And I really feel like that's, you know, that these are orders that I've, you know, been given. And so the three mantras that, you know, that I operate under are: help the person you used to be, which I've shared with you, I'm sure. We have to be as brave as the people who need us. And the last one is newer. I don't know if you've heard this one, but the last one is: let me never be too busy saving strangers to neglect my own. And so if something doesn't work in those things, I'm probably not doing it. And as far as, you know, with the kids, I mean, I really fully believe, if I look at all the different things that, you know, the accolades, the rewards, the trophies, the, you know, money, the whatever. I think the number one thing the number one thing I'm most proud of is that I'm now able to be fully present with my kids. And I wasn't, I wasn't that. You know, for my two older boys, I was stressed. I was working all the time. I thought that was my job and didn't have a good role model. I literally don't remember one time my dad playing with me. And so I just didn't know how to show up. I didn't have a good model for that. And, you know, you could say that's an excuse, and it's kind of twofold. You know, one, I was dealing with a lot of my own internal things that I wasn't aware of that was preventing me from showing up in that way. But that's the thing I'm most proud of, is to go from the guy that, you know, used to spend, you know, 4 minutes with these amazing kids and have to do something on my phone, right? To, you know, not being that person and seeing the difference in their faces, seeing the difference in, you know, and how our relationship has grown. And that's something that, you know, only took me 45 years to get there, but we got here.
It's so doggone important. And to be with who you're with and be where you are is so much easier said than done.
Yeah.
And watching Adrian versus the way I did it, I'll never forget when Adrian graduated from college, I was already making a ton of money. And I said, are you going to jump into what I do, Adrian? You're going to go into corporate America and sell your soul to the devil? He said, I think I'm going to go to corporate America, Dad. And I went, what? He goes, yeah, do you think I want to be on conference calls during dinner for the rest of my life? And, you know, that hurt to the core.
I bet.
To the core.
I bet.
You know, my whole defense was, at least I wasn't out of town on a, you know, I had all these answers. But the fact of the matter is that's what they noticed. And those of you that are on here, man, I'm telling you what, you got to segment it. And you got to be with those kids. I promise you that they resent your phone. They resent the people you're talking to. And if you can get hold of that and own it and set it up so they don't feel that way, you are going to have a life like you would not believe. And you don't want to miss it. With I don't care what it is. Now it's grandkids. Now it's my wife. It is crazy. Every day when my wife, I have my wife on a rotation of remember. Nobody can understand that. Every morning, because I'm so busy, that it's so easy. She's the most unbelievable woman in the world, and she's so easy for me to look past, to go solve a problem for a stranger. On my app, contactmapping.com, I literally have her pop up every day, and I stop what I'm doing, and I go do something extraordinary, out-of-the-box kind, so she knows she is number one. And that's exactly what Ray figured out, much younger than me, and his life's changed for the better, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
They're
the gene. What's
you
that?
The gene. That's what's so cool.
Yeah.
My gosh. That is what's so beautiful.
Because they're learning,
go ahead.
They're learning what life is going to look like by watching us. And, you know, and sometimes they make a decision like Adrian of, hey, I'm going to go this way. And that's the lesson that, you know, that you needed at the time.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I'm watching all the comments and trying to pay attention and do all the stuff Adrian does seamlessly, and I'm blowing it to smithereens. Okay. So here's the deal, you guys. You talk about doing the esteemable stuff and you stop yourself. You can do it all day long where you're asking yourself what's esteemable and what's not. And then you answer to yourself saying, okay, I'm going to go reset that and do esteemable things, fix that one, or maybe the next one's not going to be that way. And it's going to happen to you all day long if you want to end up on the other side of this beautiful parade, a grown-up version of Ray Higdon. That's what you want. RankMakersLive.com. Go there right now. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom and Ray. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ian, now a post-tropical cyclone, was moving further inland Friday night after pummeling South Carolina with fierce winds and a destructive storm surge, less than 2 days after killing at least 45 people in Florida and leaving behind an apocalyptic path of destruction. The storm made its second landfall in the U.S. near Georgetown, South Carolina, Friday afternoon as a Category 1 hurricane. As Hurricane Ian ravaged coastal towns in southwest Florida, residents in Northport, Florida, thought they might be safe. They might escape the wrath of the storm. They had no beach and lived outside areas under evacuation orders, but then the water started coming in. Since Ian's passage, water levels have gone up significantly, turning roads into canals, reaching mailboxes, flooding SUVs and trucks, and blocking the main access to an interstate highway and leaving families trapped in their waterlogged homes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. I hope you're having a heck of a time listening to Ray Higdon. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. Mm. You know, people all the time ask me, generic trainers. Who's the generic trainers that you trust? And it is less than five people. Less than five. And I don't want to plug the other four because I don't want to give them Ray's airtime. But I'm going to tell you what, this guy is somebody that you can trust. You're never going to see him joining something, doing something behind your back, playing some silly game, not having the integrity. He is the real deal. So go to Rankmakers Live and join his work. I mean, people can get in your club for literally pennies and start the process to turn it into unbelievable network marketers and business people. Right, Ray?
Yeah. You know, we try to make things very accessible and affordable. And, you know, and we, so we have, like, for example, for our event, I mean, you can watch virtually for very little. It's a full 3-day event with world-class speakers, and you can watch it for very little, or you can come in person. One of our options is $97, and you can come in person for all 3 days. So we think that's really affordable for most. And then we do have the upgrades of bells and whistles if you want that, but if you're on a tight budget, you know, we got an option for you for sure.
And so join it. I mean, go to Rank Makers Live, right? They go there. That's the starting point for everything we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
RankMakersLive.com. That's our event next month in Orlando.
Okay. So what's your great, Rank Makers, what's it called?
RankMakersLive.com.
Okay. Yeah. Just read the screen. Do not listen to me. Great. So
yes.
People trying to get unstuck. How the heck do they do that?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of ways. I've studied a lot of different people and how they explain it. And my favorite way of how it's explained is through Benza and the concepts of neuroscience. And so the way that he explains it, to me, is just the most complete. And I've studied all kinds of different gurus and all kinds of different, you know, modalities and things like that. But the way that he explains it is, you have these thoughts, right? So you have these thoughts, and those thoughts are your thoughts, these neurological networks that are kicking around in your neocortex and your brain. They are what is going to dictate what choices you see. Okay. And so if you are someone like one of my paradigms that I had for most of my life up until a year and a half ago was, I'm not important. And you don't have to know the origin story of that paradigm, but I happen to know. I grew up in a very abusive home, and as a kid, when I was 5 or 6 years old, other family members knew that I was being abused. No one did anything about it. So as a little kid, I created this paradigm of, well, I must not be important. The problem is that that's carried with me my entire life. So every business relationship, personal relationship, every, you know, my marriage, literally every area of my life, I've come to that engagement with, I'm not important. And so you'll always find what you seek, right? So if you believe that, hey, I'm not important, you will notice and locate information to verify that to be true. And so with these thoughts, whatever that is, right? I gave you one example. It narrows your choices. When your choices are narrowed, then you can only take certain actions and behaviors. That's your only option. If your choices are this, then you can only, they're not this, they're like this, right? So you only see certain choices. Those actions and behaviors, if taken, you'll have certain experiences. The end result of any experience is an emotion. And that emotion actually re-influences those same thoughts. So it's thinking and feeling, feeling and thinking, and the body becomes the mind. You are on autopilot. You're no longer the driver. You're sitting in the passenger seat, and your body is just running the emotional, the chemical addiction of whatever that emotion is, and it's dictating your thoughts, your choices, your actions, and everything. And so step one is just to become aware. Just become aware of, okay, you know, what am I thinking? You know, how am I acting? How am I feeling? And you start to become aware, because only with awareness can you make a change. And so you cannot change something you're not aware of. You can't overcome yourself if you're not aware of yourself. And so when you start to take notice, the very first time I noticed that thought of I'm not important, it was a very dramatic event. My wife and I were in an argument, and I saw it for the first time in my life, but I immediately saw it throughout my entire life, the entire thread of how I projected this onto every relationship. And so it takes an act of awareness, and it takes an act of energy. And so I had to have energy to be defiant to that thought and say, no more. I don't want that thought anymore. And so it takes some work. It takes some energy and awareness. And so with that energy and awareness, all of a sudden, new thoughts, new choices, new actions, new experiences, new emotions reinforces new thoughts. And so research has shown that our thoughts are 90% the same as the day before. This is why it's so hard to change. And so if you're noticing how much you're stuck, and you're constantly noticing, oh, I'm stuck, well, that's going to limit your choices. If you're stuck, then you're not going to go. If you're stuck, why would you reach out to that person? If you're stuck, why would you go to the breakfast meeting? If you're stuck, why would you prospect 10 more people? Because you're stuck, right? And so it's awareness and energy that is going to change your life at whatever level you want to change it at.
And to make that happen, takes mentoring and courage?
I mean, courage is definitely a good, I love the word courage. I like it a lot more than confidence. Confidence is something you have after having courage over an extended period of time and experiences. So I do like courage. Courage is a great word. It takes first awareness, because you just can't beat something you can't name. You can't beat something that you cannot identify. I couldn't beat that thought until I saw the thought. And so it is step one of awareness. And so sometimes people will say, well, you know, hey, I'm doing affirmations, you know, I'm doing, you know, gratitude stories, I'm doing all this stuff, but that's a very small percentage of their day. The rest of their day, they're noticing all the things in their life they don't like. They're playing the record of where they're not and how they're comparing and how someone else is better off than them. And so they're for 8 hours a day, they're noticing all the things they don't want. And that's the hardest part, is for you to stop that, for you to interrupt that process, which, by the way, you're chemically addicted to, because that's the limbic brain, the chemical brain that's firing down neuropeptides down your spine to the adrenal glands that's creating that chemical reaction. And for most people, the only time they feel alive is when there's drama. When there's negativity, when they're angry at the traffic, when they're angry at the coworker, when they're mad because their shipment didn't get there on time. That's the only time they feel alive. So you actually start to become addicted to that chemical, and you need it to start firing for you to feel alive. To break that cycle takes some effort.
Are you constantly in the conversation called, I need to continually, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, obviously, we're all guilty of filing our future and our present into our past into our future. And what you've done is basically got so complete on your past, it's not even trying to show up in your future anymore. Do you constantly have to remind yourself of that or not? Or is it almost automatic for you?
I mean, there's definitely certain areas that have improved to the point, like, for example, social anxiety. I used to have very bad social anxiety. I would speak on stage, and, you know, that was no problem, right? Speaking on stage, you're over there, I'm up here, no big deal. When I come off that stage, and then there's networking and chatting and all this stuff, I mean, I remember being at A&MP one year, I forget which year this was, but I got off stage, and I just had so much anxiety. I just rushed back to my room and myself with all of these leaders downstairs, with all of these clients downstairs, with all of these customers downstairs. I remember about to speak at Funnel Hacking Live at Russell Brunson's event, 5,000 people, dream, you know, stage, right? Awesome. And I'm hyperventilating in the lobby because I was talking with some people and I didn't understand it. I didn't know what was causing this. And I now know what was causing it, but, you know, that's one of those things I don't really experience that anymore, but there are things, you know, my friend, Alex Hormozy, who I love his content. He's awesome. He said that he noticed that successful people, they have, I forget how many traits he said they had, but really successful people, two of the traits that stood out is, one, they believe they can accomplish great things. And two, they don't ever think they're doing enough. And I think there's this constant battle of celebrate your wins, but I could have done better. Celebrate your wins, but where else should I be playing bigger? Celebrate your wins. How do I impact more people? You know, and so it's like this, there is that battle there that you have to manage and still be, you know, grateful and present.
So inside of that, the brand new person watching here, you coach those people like crazy. Then Jeff Albertchers, then Angel Fletcher. The people that you coach at the top of the mountain that still give you credit every day for being their mentor now, and you were their mentor then, how do you pull that off? I mean, you can completely transform both crowds, and I don't know many people that can do that. What is it about you, and what is it, you know, how do you even have the confidence? I would no more try to tell those guys that I just mentioned how to do something than the man in the moon, because they scare the crud out of me. But you just step up to the plate and say, you know what, here's what you need to do. Even though they're already doing phenomenally well, you hone their scores. I'll never forget. You said, Tom, one time, 3-4 years ago, you said, I could help you with that, Tom. And I didn't answer it this way. I was going, yeah, you could, but I'm not letting you, because I don't want you to see that part of me. But you are able to do it. It's pretty cool. You're a kid, but you've got those skills. That was before Dispenza. How did you get that?
I mean, one, they have to be hungry, right? Yeah. I can't help the non-hungry person, you know? I mean, you know, Jeff's a great example, has a humongous team, you know, humongous earner for a million years. And, you know, and he came to me wanting to get better. So, it starts with that. I can't perform miracles. People want, they have to want to get better. I can't force it upon them. And then it's seeing, you know, at any level, where are they open? And a lot of times, the full advice I would give to someone, I just know they're not ready for it. And so I'm just asking, okay, what are they ready for? And so, like, you know, how do we get them one step closer to, you know, becoming the person that they want to become? And, you know, and sometimes top earners, hire me and they're, you know, they want to make more money, right? They're chasing that dragon. And so they want to make more money. They want to, you know, propel their business and everything. And if they're not open to, hey, you're trying to get results so you feel better about yourself and that actually doesn't work, can I show you something else, right? If they're not open to that, then I'll fulfill their request. You know, I'll help them to make more money. And that's, you know, that's great. But I've, you know, been down that path and I know that, you know, feeling really good about yourself rarely has something to do with your financial results.
Cool. And we got a big quick break. We got to get out of here for just a minute. We're coming back. It's the Genesis Communication Network. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show without Adrian Chenault, but we're still staying on the tracks. It's a miracle. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back, final segment. We got the great Ray Higdon and his wife, Jess. So, Ray made $1 billion prior to 2008 in the real estate business. Spun into network.
Not that much.
Okay, a lot of money. That was figure speech. And then we went to a, then he got out of that because of the way that everything went imploded. And now his wife is now an unbelievable real estate agent. I was a huge stockbroker. I would no more touch a stock or a chart or than anything than the man in the moon. And my wife is now a stock trader.
No way.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. She gets up every morning and gets on the Forex and does all that horrible stuff that I told you. I'm an addict. If I did that, I'd be on that machine all day long, and we would be dead broke living in a ditch. So isn't it cool, though, seeing your wife just go crazy on something she loves?
It is. It's awesome. There's, you know she had – she definitely had some guilt around, the business, Higdon Group, our company is, like that's paying the bills, but I really like real estate. I'm like, babe, go for your passion. Like that, there's nothing a husband wants more than see their wife happy and doing what they love to do. And so she just, she's very good at real estate. She's her favorite client because she does a lot of flips and she does a lot of investments. And she has the eye, she's really good at it, way better than I was.
She's her favorite client. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. Ray, future of network marketing. I mean, obviously there's a lot going on out there. Tell us what you think about that. What's the future hold for all of us?
Yeah. I mean, if you look back at, just this last, couple of years, what's working and, not that I have privy to everyone's financials or anything like that, but to me, what's working from my perspective is there are two things that I've noticed that most of the companies that are doing really well are doing. Number one, they're not over controlling. And, we went through, I remember not that long ago, a company announced that if you hired, and it was a decent sized company, if you hired an outside coach, you'd be terminated. And it's like, what? Like, would that happen in any real estate brokerage? Hey, if you hire Tony, you're terminated. Like, no, that's really strange. And so the companies that aren't so clamped down and aren't so controlling and how, no, don't have a brand outside and no, don't sell a book and no, don't do this. Like, I don't know, man. I think a lot of the ones that aren't so controlling have been doing good. And number two is if you really do have a simple plan for retailing, because retailing is not, to me, again, I haven't been around as long as some others, but I've been in this game for a little bit, right? 12 years, something like that. And, to me, I've literally never seen, so many network marketing companies doing so well just retailing.
Yeah.
Now I think there's some unhealthiness there of, that they want to throw holy water at recruiting. And I think that's, that's wrong. I don't think recruiting is bad because there's a, with inflation and with everything that's going on, I mean, there's never been more people wanting to make extra money. So let's not be stingy and don't share it with them. And so, that's my two thoughts, but maybe there's other questions.
No, that's no, I'm just trying to, so many people are wanting to embrace this as a career because the list is getting short of how to reinvent yourself without going broke doing it. And franchises are so expensive. Obviously, it's hard to buy real estate without money. And this is a low-cost entry. The sweat equity with the right training can get you to that point. You can go start doing all the stuff that Jeff Signeuth is doing. But I just want to make sure that you still felt the same way that I felt about it. And that is, we are in a frontier right now that is the greatest chance for the average Joe to bust out and become extraordinary. Do you still agree with that?
I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, I see so many people that spend so much time and money trying to figure out their unique selling proposition, their brand, their avatar target market, and, you know, try to figure out, okay, what am I going to sell? And, you know, in the absence of knowing, you know, how you're going to uniquely build your own brand online, get into a network marketing company. Learn all the things you're going to need to learn anyway. And even if network marketing is a gateway drug for you and you end up doing something else, you know, fine. But at least you're going to learn the principles that are needed in a very affordable manner of promoting, of marketing, of, you know, prospecting, a follow-up, of, you know, closing, of, you know, all these things you're going to need with whatever it is you would do in any kind of business. And so I still absolutely see it as the lowest risk, lowest overhead way for the average ordinary person to start a business. And there are so many people that would never have been an entrepreneur if it wasn't for network marketing. And so I still think it's awesome. And we just got, you know, we got to do a good job of how do we show up. And that's one of my missions, is bringing more of Dr. Joe's training into the profession, because we don't need to be bashing each other. We don't need to be putting others down. We don't need to be, you know, bashing this model versus that model or whatever. It's, you know, edify what you have, love what you have, and rock and roll.
And that goes across the whole board, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, yes, whether it's your sexual orientation. Yep. Those people are how they are. And the way that you are going to get them to think like you is attraction, not promotion. Making them feel like crud because they happen to think differently than you today is a terrible idea. Love them like crazy, then love them more. Exactly like Joe Dispenza talks about. And now Ray Higdon, because I believe that if I had to spend money on one of the two, I'd go spend it with Ray Higdon because he's got a fresh view of it. It relates to what I do. So if you guys don't go to his event, you're out of your mind. If you're not a Rank Makers Live guy, you are out of your mind. The guy is the best of the best. I love him with all my heart. Tomorrow night he's doing a special broadcast on the ANMP Facebook wall. Watch that too. I love all of you. We'll see you all next week. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Tom.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.